goes on yachts. Ronnie in Trouble, the greatest reality show in the history of television, is back. AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore, coming right up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo!
Yeah!
Hey, AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore fans, we're back. Kevin K. Wawandagar in the house. What's up, bitches? I am here with the most amazing panel. Right next to me is Morgalicious, right?
Yeah, Morgalicious is what we went for.
Woo.
It's fine. I'm going to sing instead of Fergalicious. It's now Morgalicious.
Morgalicious. No more Morgan Willett. Morgalicious forever and ever.
Forever
and of course, Roxy Rookie Stryer. No longer a rookie, now a veteran, but...
Don't you dare say that.
You've got me. The name has to stay. Has to stay. And of course, Stacyation.
Woo!
Love
I got
it.
A name now. Yeah.
All right. Stacy is now Stacyation.
Okay.
No, what is it?
Stacyation.
I like
Stacyation. Stacyation.
What about staycation? Like, you're always talking about staycations. Like, she's a vacation. Staycation.
But she's here to stay.
I'm here to stay. I just don't like Stacyation.
You're right.
Staycation.
Staycation.
Just staycation.
Listen,
okay,
you guys. Listen, we'll start it out early. You guys in the chat and you guys listening on demand or watching on YouTube, you know what? Rate, comment, let us know what you think of the show. And, of course, let us know what Stacy's name should be. Because clearly we haven't nailed it. But we'll go
another
with Stacy.
Another week.
Because now I'm a meatball.
Another week. Another week. You guys, what did we see? First of all, what alien came to planet Earth and took away the situation? We need to get Men in Black back out there in outer space and get the situation back, because this is unbelievable. Is unbelievable.
Can he write a book? Because I will read it.
Yes.
Advise me on my life.
It's the greatest turnaround in reality television history. Is it? By the way, is there a greater one?
No.
Is there
like
a greater turnaround?
Guru. This guy
it's
has
like him and Britney Spears. No one has made a better turnaround.
Is it for real?
I think so.
Oh, interesting question.
Or is it for, like, to stay out of jail?
Yeah, I just wonder, because they're all around him saying it so much. He's such a good guy. He's such a good guy. He's such a good guy. What good guy do you hear he's such a good guy about that much? Just be a good guy.
Ooh,
good
point. But maybe it's because he's so different, they're shocked.
Maybe. And he does seem awesome, but is it for the show? Is it for camera? Does it last? Questions that I don't know if I can answer.
I'm hoping that there were a couple of years of therapy. You know, 12-step program, things like that. I mean, it seems like it, because even his and we'll talk about Mike versus Ron later, but even his advice to Ronnie, you guys, it was sound. I'm like, what happened? Who, where? Again, I go back. What did they do with the situation? And by the way, do we want the old situation back?
No. I don't think I do. Like, Ronnie's such a mess. We have our messiness. So I like new situation. It's refreshing.
I think it's a good idea that the new situation stays around, because the old situation, those last two or three seasons, we were on fumes because he kind of took the oxygen out of the room.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. So we don't need to see again. Hey, big tease, you guys. Of course, we're going to break down everything from the episode. We will talk about Mike versus Ronnie. We'll talk about life on the yacht. We're going to talk about... I love the Snooki comeback as well.
Ooh.
You know, back to being a beautiful, delicious, hot mess. And by the way, do you think they should bring Dina back to the show? I miss Dina.
I can't wait to see her next episode. She seems like she gets a little bit more crazy.
Okay, because I was saying, like,
is there
a Dina anymore?
Who is she friends with? I'm just confused at this point.
It seems like she's kind of a lone wolf this season.
And just taking her paycheck?
You know, I don't think she's doing GTL. I don't think she's tattooing up. I don't know if she's fitting with the team anymore. I think she's having a hard time finding a place. But again, well, let's get into that later. But I do want to tease that we have a very special guest. Due to the crack due diligence of our unbelievable roster of hosts, we were able to find the Colombian girl from the hot tub who threw up in the plant. Name? Morgalicious?
Annie.
So later in the show, Annie is going to be Skyping in. And Stacey, I know you did a pre-interview with her. And we don't want to give away anything, but you got, like, the down and dirty, behind-the-scenes scoop. There's no release signed by this chick where she can spill it all.
She's spilling it all, and we have exclusive details of what went down in the house that night.
Exclusive bitches!
Wow.
Hey, girl, hey!
Wow.
Okay, so let's start with the Ronnie hookup. Oh, right. Okay. Big exhale.
Is that what we're calling it?
It's 100% they banged.
Well, I mean, banged. Wait. Oh, I love that they banged.
Banged.
Yes.
Okay. He literally said.
Yes.
He said to her, "You're so beautiful. I wanted to finish." Yeah, what?
Maybe she was, you know.
He said that, and he did say, and he did say, "God, I didn't even get a blowjob. I didn't even get." Right? Didn't he say that somewhere?
I didn't hear that. I think that there was no time to have sex. Like, you don't go 0 to 100 real quick like that. And unless this is editing, it did seem to me like Polly knocked really quickly. Maybe he literally, they could have walked in the room, he could have stripped and shoved it in her. But I feel like there's got to be some foreplay. So I'm guessing a little something. I think it was an OTPHJ, which stands for over the pants hand job, in case you don't know, moved into like an actual HJ hand job. And yes. Then maybe we were going to the BJ.
We heard the belt buckle unbuckling.
Yeah, I think there was some heavy petting. But sex, man, it seemed like they were in there for 30 seconds.
I would love to know how long this whole situation actually lasted.
With editing, you know, I mean, what do we know? Here's the other interesting thing. What happened to Polly's chick? Why didn't Polly hook up?
I think he hit it and quit it.
Maybe, yeah.
That fast.
Quick.
So if so now the plot thickens. If he hit it and quit it.
But he had already left with the girl prior to Ronnie going upstairs with his chick. He was already hitting it.
He's smooth, man. He is quick and efficient.
You guys all think he hit it and quit it.
The turnaround is quick.
Why wouldn't they show that?
Because I think it would distract from the whole Ronnie thing. I think it would take away from the drama of Ronnie. Did he hook up? Did he not?
Okay. What about the fact that, I mean, what a great guy Pauly D is.
Yeah.
To get in there and stop this.
Adore him.
And I think I wonder.
Ronnie was so mean to him.
What's that?
Ronnie was so mean to him.
Well, he's drunk. And we know Ronnie gets overserved.
Yeah.
And he's not himself. And we know that there's issues with Ronnie. And I don't think Ronnie is a bad guy at all. I just think he is troubled. And he's a little younger, I think, than the rest of them. But, I was thinking of it this week. You know, I have to think one of the reasons why Pauly D's so nice is he's the most successful. So I just think he's so happy about life. By the way, I also think that happy, laid-back attitude is what got him the success, too.
Agreed.
I think it went hand-in-hand. But I think, that's why he's able to kind of go, he gets them a yacht. But I was really impressed he went in there and broke that up. I mean, they've now... Have these guys really become a family? Because I feel they have.
They have.
Yes. I think so.
I definitely see the love.
Except for Dina.
I think you're right.
I think they might have her back still, though.
Yeah.
No, they will.
They're having family.
That's right. No, they will. They'll have her back against an outside force. Mm-hmm. But internally, I think
she's
you're right,
lowest
Rossi.
On the totem pole.
But had it been switched, say Dina was cheating on her hubby with the guy, would they have gone to her and been like, Dina, no?
Well, that's a different situation.
I don't know if they would do that with the girls.
I think the girls would. Because
it's
I'll
her
tell
husband.
You. The girls, that, yes.
That's a big deal.
I think the girls would. Well, remember, a lot of this, and when Snooki talks to Ronnie, too, a lot of this plays to your own ego. A lot of times when you help people with their problems, you're speaking to yourself. Mm-hmm. So when Ronnie's in there messing around with a girl and there's a pregnant woman at home, you know, the girls are thinking of their guys and their babies and when they were pregnant. They're thinking of all those things. And you can see the way Snooki's advising. So I do think if Dina were cheating, it'd be the same thing because they'd be thinking in that way.
But I think also the point is that she never would. I don't think anybody in this house would ever
do
that.
No, I think Dina is becoming just the cool Italian aunt, more so than a Jersey Shore, tan, tattooed, gym tan laundry. That's where I see her going off to.
And I do like that so far she's not that annoying about it. Like, maybe one thing is she's like, guys, you want to hang out?
Yeah, no, she's not.
She's just doing her own thing. She's tanning by herself. She's eating by herself. She's laying by herself.
I think next week. We're going to see her try.
I think she's
going to
start drinking
and
partying.
Well, because the wheels are going to come off the wagon because she's not fitting in.
Yep.
And remember, it's that Stockholm syndrome, you know, or whatever. Where you're, that probably is not the right terminology, but when you're together for 30 straight days, you're deprived of your phones for a great period of time. All you can do is really drink. You know that you know whatever is underneath is going to bubble up. If you feel left out, eventually
it will come out.
Yes,
you're in Miami. What else are you going to do?
Besides
getting really,
really drunk.
There's a lot of beautiful things to do in Miami.
Is it just me? Am I still just this out of my mind? But how bad would it be, guys, to have spend 30 days in that house and just drink every night.
Like, I'd pay to stay there.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you, Stacey.
Live my 100% life.
100%.
Even I would do it. 100%.
I would do it for free. You don't have to pay me. Nothing. No. I would go.
Can they do like a contest and be like a winner?
I've always said I'd put the money up for all of us. I would. Then nice I'm stipend. In. When I could buy them. Now I can't buy them anymore. They're all too rich. But Ronnie, okay, I know you guys are interested. I think this girl's like hella hot. I think she's totally
which girl?
Hot. The blonde.
Really?
Only because
Kevin.
But she's wearing it. Meaning like she's
wearing
she's
nothing.
DTF.
She's wearing, I did okay.
She's so
Instagram.
DTF and sexy. Okay,
she
and.
Looks fan. Her Instagram is pretty lit, but it's her Instagram is. It's
what
the
is it? Bonjour can pull it up for us.
It's.
And by the way, were you on. Morgan? Were you corresponding with her?
We did try to. She is in back.
Yes, she's might come on soon. Okay. She might come on. She's out of the country right okay. now.
She's
but,
in Sweden. Yeah. Her and the other one. I was in contact with.
You have to keep the phone away, babe.
Yeah, that's what I was
trying
to.
The stack's getting us.
Oh, there we go.
While you're looking that up. Anyway, I mean, I was happy for Ron. I was sad he wasn't able to complete the mission.
No, Kevin.
But listen, the boys break it up, and we learn about spiraling.
Spiraling.
Is spiraling a term with the kids?
I did not need to learn about spiraling. I've been living in a spiral for so many years.
Right, so
just spiraling.
So Snooki and and Ronnie decide to spiral.
It's just like when you double down, then triple down, and then just like you're down.
It just doesn't stop.
Rod, you made
a good point because I kept saying, "Wait, how are they going this long?" That's something in your 20s.
I just feel like there is no way, shape, or form there are not uppers involved in this situation. There's no amount of Coca-Cola that keeps you up that long. You need that Diet Coke.
Right.
Especially when you're in your 30s.
Yeah. There's just no way.
Like that.
There's no way. It's 10 a.m. and they're still out. They came home at noon. You don't just party like that because you're having a couple beers, which is fine. Good for you guys. You go, Mommy.
Yeah.
Just don't hurt anybody.
Yacht Day is going to be put together by Pauly D, which I love. I bet you anything, you know, Pauly knows a guy who knows a guy. And because he's Pauly D, he could totally make it happen.
Did you see that snide little comment on Yacht Day, though, when somebody came on the boat and was like, oh, this is what it's like to be rich or live wealthy or something.
Yeah.
And
Jenny said something like, right?
Yeah.
So that was shade at Ronnie? I thought it was just
shade at Pauly. No, I thought that was shade at Pauly.
That's what I'm saying. You think shade at Pauly?
Not as much shade as just like, we acknowledge that you are by far and away the wealthiest of us.
Also, Juliet, it's Antonia RBL.
Antonia RBL.
This is our guest who's going to be on later in the show. Now, can we talk about the little drop the mic incident between Situation and Ronnie Pre? It was a pre-yacht?
Yeah, I think it was fun and all games and stuff, but then I think Ronnie hits below the belt too much.
First of all, let's back up a little bit. I didn't think the puns, the jokes, merited the round of applause and the high five. Yeah. I didn't think it was. I really didn't think it was Louis C.K. there.
Yeah.
You know,
this is when they know they're on camera.
Right. Yeah. They know they're making a scene.
It's
they
a
know
moment.
It's going to be on camera.
For
but,
sure.
But the greatest line though was you could have hooked up with Sam and you'd be. Right.
You'd be stuck with her now.
Yeah.
So
I don't remember that.
First season.
The Situation and Sammy hooked
they
up?
They were walking around. I don't even know if they actually hooked up, but they just were walking together, and it was looking like they were going to be the play.
And then you Ronnie remember
swooped
that?
In. And Ronnie remember. Swooped in, and that's why they've always had this strange animosity, Ronnie and Sitch.
I don't even remember.
And then Sitch has always had tension with Sammy, but he brings that up, and in that moment, I felt bad for Sam. I thought it was a knock at Sam.
Of course it was.
Right? Like, you could have been stuck with her.
There's so
like
many
she's watching
but
this.
He
she's got
to
be bummed out.
Kev, he had to throw some shade at Sam because he's already admitted he's in love with
her
still.
Which, okay, by the way, during the spiraling, thank you for bringing that up, he admits full on.
That was sad.
Full on.
Well, he literally said, I am miserable. I miss the security of Sam. He full on... If I was his baby mama watching this, I was like, he's never going to move over Sam.
He doesn't want to marry this new girl.
He said it.
He's not the one. Point blank.
But I will also go a step further. Sam is still not the girl for him.
Because I agree.
He wants security. That's not love.
What isn't love?
Wanting security.
She stayed. Yeah, maybe.
He's like, I miss the security. Not, I miss my friendship. I miss my best friend.
I think that's how he's phrasing it right now, but I really think he is in love with her. I think that she stayed through all of the BS.
Is he in love? Eighth grade love. And I'm saying
I think that's all Ronnie will ever feel.
You don't think he'll grow?
No.
Interesting.
No, I don't think Ronnie has a mature form of love. I think his love is.
And forever will be?
Yes, and forever will be. And that is, if that's the highest you can achieve in terms of love, then that's fine. You just have to find somebody else who needs love back the way that you're able to give it and gives love the way that you need it. Hmm. And I feel like him and Sammy were on the same page, and the way she needed love grew, and it no longer was him.
You know what? Where I get a lot of love, guys?
Where?
Maria Menounos' free podcast, Conversations with Maria Menounos.
You know, it is honestly great. And it's for those people who want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of their life. And guess what? We have a podcast just for you if you want to do that. Conversations with Maria Menounos is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Let's see. It features celebrity influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, because we all want that.
The situation got better.
We all need that.
I'm sure the situation has listened
to
this.
If Ronnie listens to Conversations with Maria, I'm telling you, things will get better.
I kind of think Sammy did listen and then dumped Ronnie.
Oh, probably did.
Honestly, it helps you get rid of toxic men. From health and wellness to career, relationship, finances, and more, let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Here's how you do it. Go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. Faux free. Be sure to rate, comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us.
That's right.
At the Jersey Shore panel who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Everyone check it out.
Please let them know, you guys. I was sent here by AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore. Okay, that's all we care about, so we get the credit. We need to be as narcissistic as the cast on this show.
That is so true. Maybe we should be listening a little more often, and then we won't be as narcissistic.
We probably won't be able to do the show. All right, you guys, Mike versus Ronnie. I mean, so then when Ronnie starts calling home, and is it named Jenny? Baby mama is not responding.
Jen Harley, yeah.
And this is where, at the dinner, Mike doesn't confront him. I think he actually gives him good advice. He says, no matter what, I'm going to be there for you. But, and to me, Rox, it could be for camera, but that seems like someone who's been through therapy.
I think so too, Kevin. If I had to guess, I do think so. What I'm loving about this situation, not the situation, is though that we are in such a different place than we were for the original Jersey Shore, because what used to happen is somebody would cheat, somebody would lie, and then they would have to all wait to watch the episode, and then a year later we'd come back and address it and they'd be in different places. Right. These are all famous people now, and they're all getting followed on social media. And the fact that we're able to actually watch these events unfold is so different. The last two seasons of Jersey Shore, we did kind of see the fourth wall break down a little bit. We saw some of the fans outside of the house, but you did not see to this extent where if you're gonna slip up, you're gonna get caught immediately. You don't have time to strategize. You don't have time to tell your girlfriend who you were not having sex with or whatever. So that was really cool. And I think the situation is in the same boat. And he knows that his lady is watching, listening, seeing all this stuff. And he is playing a perfect game because
go, Morgan.
Sorry, I was just going to say, well, that's the difference between Ron and the situation. The situation, why does Ron not realize that is the question.
I think he does.
He doesn't care.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah.
He's younger. An idiot. And not as evolved.
And I don't think he wants a kid. He seems like he's crying.
No, he's a kid having a kid. Yeah.
It seems like this is miserable. His way of rebelling against just the whole situation.
Do you push her away?
Can I ask you something? Do you think situation is clinging to his girlfriend because he fears he's going to jail and he wants someone out there? This typically happens with guys who go to jail.
No,
is
I don't.
They wife up?
No, I don't. I feel like because college sweetheart.
Yeah, I think he's definitely in love with her. You can just tell. She's been there through thick and thin.
What
she's had her back.
What the hell has happened?
I love him.
He appreciates her.
I love her. Lauren, go back.
You can tell. Okay, so Lauren calls, and she's like, I miss you, whatever. And she's on the team. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no. Like,
yes. You know what she didn't do, which would have been the most millennial move ever?
What?
Oh, he's not being good. Are you being good? Again, Mike, are you being good to me?
To my earlier point about you let your own ego get in, and it didn't with her, she was like, uh-oh, you guys have trouble. Yeah, and alerts us to the fact that there's an Instagram feed out there. How we didn't know about this.
We need to find this?
Yeah. I know. I need to see the video.
We need to find this.
Don't you worry. I will find it.
We are going
to
do our PR work tonight.
Well, you already did it. We have our own PI.
But you know, can we go and you know, backing up a little bit? You know, Ron really, really attacking him in the car. The probation.
That was.
I think Sitch came at him just as hard.
Incarceration was too much.
No, I disagree.
Really?
I think Situation 100% started it. He was egging him on. He came on harder. Ron was obviously already in a bad place, and you know when you're in that sunken place, and somebody starts poking you, it's like, shut the F up.
Right.
And calling him the incarceration. That's funny.
Well, I bet you know what it is. I think people on Twitter call him that.
Yeah.
Well, so, he even said he was like, that's something all the trolls say. So you can tell that, that hit a nerve.
I think to your point, Roxy, in Ronnie's brain, he's potentially losing, you know, his child, his baby, his whatever. He's at his lowest point. So I could see him hitting situation where he's lowest. So yeah, to your point.
How obnoxious are men though that you gave this Ronnie 24 hours before you were like, fine, if she doesn't want to pick up, that's on her. I'm gonna go to 11 now.
Yeah,
I can do whatever I want.
Okay, ugh. But it's just says my point. He's eighth grade Ronnie.
Yeah.
He is spiraling.
But you know what, Ronnie, you are giving us an amazing show.
Thank you. We thank you.
Guys, this is as good as first season. First season to me was the best.
Gosh.
You know, second was the second best, and then we were downhill after that. This to me is right up there with first season.
So good.
I love it.
This is outstanding.
We're so invested.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, the other thing is, they were in the break between this series and the previous series, they all went their separate ways. The only ones who stayed close were Jenny. And
Snooks,
really. Because remember, we had Dina on Rocks.
Yes.
And she said she was very sad because she didn't talk to Snooki anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There were meatballs on the show, but then they were not close. And I think that was the same of everybody, you know. And now, though, that they've come back together, now I think they're close forever. This is it. In perpetuity.
Good.
I mean, unless you guys disagree.
No, I 100% agree.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Okay.
Time will tell.
So, listen. We obviously have some news, we have fan shout-outs, we have predictions, but should we talk to our special guest? What do you say?
Yes, bring her. I need all the juicy details. All right,
let's get our guest in here.
Annie, our girl.
Woo!
We're getting her on the Skype thing. Right
there she is.
Hey, hello. Annie.
Hey.
How are you, beautiful?
Good, how are you guys?
All right, listen, thank you so much for coming on. I understand you were a huge fan of Jersey Shore when you were in high school.
Yeah, a huge fan. Like, it was my favorite reality show.
Yeah, and now look at you. You made it to the big time. What are your friends at school saying?
Oh, my God. I think they got tired of me talking about it.
But they're all watching.
It was like...
They're all probably watching, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I had a lot of my friends back at home because I just moved to Miami a year ago.
But Stacey, as I understand it, this was not a random act, meaning you knew the Jersey Shore was going there that night. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I had school that day and I get home and I'm just like just scrolling on Instagram and I saw Makai posted like a flyer talking about like Jersey Shore might show up type of thing. And I'm like, I'm sure that means they are. And I happen to know a guy, like he was a promoter at Makai. And I'm like, hey, do you know if Jersey Shore is showing up? He was like, yeah, they are. And I'm like, oh my God, like I have to go see them. So I tried like hitting up my friends like, hey, let's go see them, but nobody could. And I'm like, I don't care. It's not stopping me.
So you went along. Yeah. Good. So you were not part of you were part of that clique. You weren't with the other
people. Yeah, I didn't know them.
That's amazing. And now to your recollection, was the Jersey Shore there multiple nights at that bar or was that just a one night only thing at that club?
They did go to some other clubs, but as far as I know, that was the only time they went there.
That was the only time. Okay, so take us through. You enter the bar, and do you go right to the VIP section? How does this all go down?
Oh, my God. Okay. My friend got me in there, so I went with his friend, and then he's like, I'll be right back. I have to go promote or whatever. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're over there. And I'm like, all right. So I tell his friend, like, hey, can we go over there? He's like, wait, let's wait for my promoter friend. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, okay, can we go now? So I just go over there and I'm like, you know, I'm just at that moment, I'm like a fan and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing them. So the first thing I thought of was I saw Ronnie like years ago in Atlanta. He came like to be a host. And so we got a picture. So I pulled the picture up and I just like showed Ronnie, and that's how it started. And he's like, oh yeah, like cool. And then I'm just like standing there. And then I think I finally like saw Snooki. She was more like on the left side. And she was actually like, come over here. And I think the reason she did was because I like pretty much dressed up like her and I did the poof.
Nice.
So, like, yeah. It caught her attention. And I have the video like going up to her because I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I mean, I was kind of embarrassed after. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, everybody would call me Snooki my senior year of high school. I don't even know if she heard me. She was kind of drunk, but and then they like pretty much like she invited me in. She actually started like, that's where she started. She got like a bottle of Grey Goose and she's like, here. And I'm like, oh shit. And I had already like drunk a little bit before I got there just to like have a little buzz before I saw them. So
yeah. Are you mad at Snooki now because she basically led you to your death?
Yeah, almost. But I mean, it would have been a good death.
Wait, I have to ask, how bad was your hangover the next day?
Everybody asks that, and I swear I don't remember my hangover. Oh, like, no. Usually if I have, like, a bad hangover, so I'll remember. But I think I was just so into, like, I can't believe this happened.
Right.
And I did go to class, actually, that morning.
Wow.
So when I got home, I was like, all right, I got to go to sleep. I felt like when I watched the episode tonight, I was like, oh, my God, I was still up, and they were still up at, like, noon.
Oh, it was, like, noon?
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, I think I went to sleep around, like, 3 o'clock. No, my class is over. Yeah, no, it was like 3 o'clock.
Were you trying to go into the smush room?
I was not. I mean, I do, like, I always had a crush on Polly, but at the club, like, I knew I didn't have a chance with him. I still wouldn't have.
Were all the guys acting single at the club, or how was it? Like, were you going dancing with any of them, or?
So, when I was, like, in their section, like, at that time, I didn't know Mike had a girlfriend because I guess I stopped, like, keeping up with them for a moment. And I really thought I noticed him, like, looking at me. Like, you know when a guy's, like,
checking you out,
staring kind of? Yeah. I was, like, at that point, like, I had drank, and I'm, like, whatever. I'm going to go up to him. So I go up to him, and I'm, like, hey, do you want to dance? And he was actually, like, no, sorry, I have a girlfriend, which I thought was, like, so respectful of him. And I'm, like, okay, it's fine. So I was, like, so who's single here? And he was like, Ronnie and Polly. And I was like, wait, isn't Ronnie having a kid and he has a girlfriend? And he was kind of like, I don't know.
Interesting.
Situation said that?
Yeah. And then I tried like, okay, can you talk to Polly for me? Like, I want to dance with him. But that never happened.
Well, question real quick while I'm thinking about it. So you saw Ronnie with Antonia. And obviously he brought her back home. Did you see, obviously in the episode it was kind of suggested that they hooked up. What did you see? Do you remember anything at the house between the two of them?
I was in my own world.
Wait.
If you guys noticed.
Yeah, because you were.
I really didn't see them, like, hook up. That's why I'm like, I was waiting for this episode. But I even had a feeling, I'm like, I don't think he cheated. I think, you know, they're just making it seem like that, but I didn't notice anything.
Because you were in the jacuzzi with all these girls. How did that all go down? You guys were taking off your clothes, so what initiated that?
Yeah, they don't show, like, first of all, like, when we were on the way to the house, like, I was telling Vinny, because I was sitting, like, next to him, and I was like, hey, I was most likely voted to be on Jersey Shore in high school. And he's like, really? He was like, this is your shot. Like, this is, like, you got to make this come true. Now you have to go, like, skinny dip in the hot tub. And I was like, I'm not going to skinny dip. Like, that's not happening. I've never done it. No way. And I'm also thinking, like, everyone's watching. No way. I just wouldn't have done it. So when we got to the house, too, I don't remember. They brought it back up. I don't know. The guys, I can't say who. But they were pretty much, like, trying to get all of us to, like, hey, take your clothes off. And, like, so in the moment, I'm like, all right.
Antonia, have you
feel cool.
Antonia, have you been Jersey Shore Me Too'd? What do you say?
Like, they tell you to do this, and it's like, you feel like, okay, I gotta look cool in front of them, and at that moment, I'm also drunk, so.
You don't regret it, do you?
I don't regret it at all. Oh. As long as I didn't take my clothes off, like, completely, I had a blast.
Damn.
We are all speechless. Now, the other girl, the other blonde girl that was in there, did you see her hook up with Polly? Because we didn't see that on the episode. I felt like her and Polly were going to hook up.
When I saw that episode, I was like, I don't even remember them kissing. And I even saw a part where I think I said, like, next, which I don't remember this part. So I had no idea he even hooked up with her. I'm like, what?
So,
anybody hook up in the house?
No, I wish I would have known, but I honestly didn't see anything else.
Well, I have a question because I know Snooki's gotten a lot of negative feedback on social media from a lot of fans being like, how dare you do that to that girl? You know, you tried, that's too much alcohol. Do you agree with the fans saying that it was wrong, her giving you all that alcohol? Or are you like, nah, girl, give it to me?
I mean, when I first saw it, I was like, I don't remember taking that second glass for sure. I was like, from then, I'm like, no way. And I'm like, yeah, that was kind of fucked up of her, or else I would have never, like, puked on national television. But I'm not mad at her at all. Like, I think part of it, too, she might have done it, who knows, like, for the show, I don't know. But either way, like, she took care of me. I felt it. Like, she was very genuine, so.
Did you feel like Dina was an outsider in the house, or was she with everybody the whole time?
Yeah, I feel like I barely talked to her, too, like. Yeah, I didn't really feel her really, like, she's kind of, like, out there.
And when you went into the house, did they, like, tell you any of the producers tell you anything? Or they just said, like, oh, you can go in? Did they take your phone from you? How did that all work?
Yeah, on the way to the house, like, we just stopped in, like, the middle of nowhere. And they took all of our phones, and that's where we were signing, like, the waivers and stuff. So we couldn't, like, talk about it or do videos. Like, after I left, they were like, you cannot talk about this until the show airs because we have big lawyers. I don't know what. And I'm like, okay, I'm not.
But then they said, so once the show aired, you're free to talk about whatever. There's no like.
Yeah, that's what they told me.
All right, MTV.
Any other dirt you have for us on any of the cast members and what you saw when you were there?
I don't. I did, like, confirm tonight for sure, like, after I had drank and stuff. I remember there was a part where Snooki and Ron were talking, and I was still in the other room. And I'm like, I swear, I broke down. I got, like, so emotional since I'm still drunk. And I'm like, oh, my God, Ron's not over her. And it just, like, really got to me. And I confirmed it tonight. I was like, I didn't make that up. I was sobering up. I heard it.
Interesting.
But
interesting.
Nothing else.
That Ron.
Here's my question. What the hell are you doing in on a Thursday night in Miami in college? There's a big night off you, right?
It was a Monday night. No,
I'm not. Right, I mean, tonight. I'm talking tonight.
I graduated college a year ago in May.
Oh, you're
and
a big
now
girl
I'm going now. To ad school.
Oh, and that's not as much fun. So, yeah, the party's
that's
over.
That's funner.
It's more fun. Okay.
Good for you.
Anything else, kids?
I think we got it.
We got a K-Wow. Lot.
Thanks so much
I
for coming on.
I lost my clothes.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, you had to wear the Sammy outfit.
Polly's shirt from that night.
You're wearing so it now. That's the shirt.
Do you have the shorts?
Oh, my God. I have them on right now, but you guys can't imagine. Like, I was like, I can't believe they send me on a taxi on this. Like, I have them on right
Let
now.
Let me see. Look at you.
You can see like my butt cheek, and I'm like, I can't believe they sent me like
Sammy
this.
Shorts.
So you have to keep these forever, right?
Oh, for sure.
You must.
Congratulations, good job. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, and feel free to stay in touch with us too.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, yeah. Talk to you soon. Yeah. Wow. Bye. All right. Very interesting. Very
so
interesting.
So the situation, is he putting this on for cameras or is he legit?
Oh, Roxy know? Might be right.
The fact that he said
Ronnie was single.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of exhibit A.
That Roxy. Maybe. Wow, Roxy, you always get that. See, and I just drink the Ron juice. I drink the Ron juice.
But yeah. I'm still team situation for some reason. I need him to screw up one more time and then I might.
I'm on his team tentatively.
Okay. All right, listen, we're not done, you guys, with what happened last episode because we are in correspondence with one of the blondes, as we said earlier.
Yes.
And
yes.
She might be coming out of the woodwork when she gets back into this country. So we'll just find out if the friend did hook up.
Well, this is Antonia, who is the person that
she
might
was
allegedly
the hookup.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got to bring her on.
Have to.
She has to be on.
Have
to.
Must.
We, okay. We need to know what went down.
Let's do some fan challenge real quick.
Yes, real quick. Okay, 19 Jonas Brother. I like your name, by the way. he said, okay, so I know last week we were talking about Jenny did not try and defend Dina. He said he saw Jenny tried to get in a fight for Dina, but Ronnie blocked her. So thank you. For that, we didn't know.
I like
Thanks
that.
To our fans.
Also, Rookie, you got a shout out by Ronnie Jr. randomly. He said, great big breakdown. This crew is LOL funny. Nice seeing Roxy Rookie back in action.
Thanks,
pumping. And then, so that's all for our fan shout outs. Guys, keep commenting on YouTube. We're on there. Me and Stacey love getting into it with y'all.
We love talking
comments,
to you.
In a good
likes,
way.
Questions.
In the best way.
And then listen, for you audio listeners, you know, the people who want to listen to the Jersey Shore After Show, maybe on the way to work, you commute, your workout, et cetera, over on
GTL.
iTunes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we rate and subscribe and comment there as well. We read those comments.
Five stars
nice.
Only.
Yeah, only bitches.
Only bitches.
And sign up for other accounts so you can give us, like, another 5 stars.
Hey! Okay, let's go quickly to Jersey Shore news.
Well, really exciting, so... Love it. Okay, MTV, because of Jersey Shore Family Vacation success, they greenlighted 4 new series that are going to launch this summer. It's going to be on Thursday nights to take over Jersey Shore. We've got Too Stupid to Die. It's a series revolving around the antics of daredevil Zach Holmes. Have y'all... Is anyone?
Heard.
I don't know, but it should be interesting. It's going to be kind of like Jackass, a throwback to that. So that'll be interesting. We've also got Made in Kentucky, which is going to be following some people in rural Kentucky.
I feel like we
Middle
did that.
Middle America.
Yeah. They're finishing high school, so that'll be interesting. Then we've got Staten Island 10310, which rumored that Angelina might make an appearance on that.
Wow.
Is this going to be follow? So she might... Because it's going to be from firefighters and law what? Enforcement
yeah.
from
It focuses on law enforcement and firefighters. I know she's an EMT, so there's rumors that are they going to bring her back
Angeline's
to that.
An EMT?
Yes.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
Roxy, what are you going to say?
Well, we have an exclusive on her, on Angelina. So Angelina was supposedly supposed to be on X on the Beach.
What?
And we had on the Tomorrow Show, we had Faith Sowers on, who is a current cast member on X on the Beach. She used to be on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah,
is the one who famously hooked up with Jax and broke up Jax and Brittany for a little bit. And Faith told us that she got a DM from MTV Angelina, and Angelina said, hey girl, so excited that you're on X on the Beach. She thought it was a fan. She told production, why is this girl know that I'm going to be on the show?
Faith told production.
So, yeah, Faith thought it was a fan. She told production. She was like, why is this random girl named Angelina? She thought it was a random MTV fan. And production kicked Angelina off the show. And then Angelina blocked Faith on
what?
All social media and does not like her now.
Damn, that's a story.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
The Tomorrow Show exclusive
oh,
on
no.
AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you
so maybe
didn't.
Not Angelina's
wow.
trying to get on another show.
Well, I'll
maybe.
Tell you what's happening with MTV. They finally, 5 years too late, conceded the fact that, you know, the former bread and butter of the network, which is the 8 to 14-year-old, is on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They're not coming to your network.
Mm-hmm.
They have finally admitted this, and now it's let's go to the 30-year-olds, the 25 and older crowd. Let's bring back all of our old content. So it's like we have an updated Jackass, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, X's on the Beach, which is a shit show. You know, the challenge, they've invested more in the challenge. And then, you know, obviously Jersey Shore and the Staten Island show, which will be, sounds like it's going to be I feel like it's going to be a Housewives meets Jersey Shore kind of hybrid. So, you know, I think it's a really smart play by them. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the Jackass one. Maybe not so much. But it depends, because Johnny Knoxville and those guys were
so good.
They had such an it factor. It goes beyond stunts. So we'll have to see if this guy has that charisma and that humor, that self-deprecating humor that those guys did. Anyway.
It'll be interesting. Oh, and the last one, which I don't know how I feel about this show they're putting out. It's called Just the Tattoo of Us. So it basically brings people in and they get a plan, a tattoo for a loved one, and they get that tattoo without seeing what it looks like until after it's inked on them.
Huh.
I don't really get
that's a great 5-minute show. What a wonderful Instagram show that
right?
is. Great Snapchat show. Come on, MTV.
I don't get that
it's
one.
It's fine.
MTV.
We love you, MTV. Maybe.
You missed the mark with that one.
Maybe.
You know what, though? Got to keep throwing things at the target. But, I mean, at least listen. Other than Teen Mom, this is the best they've done in a
while.
Yeah,
really good.
They're finally
good.
Getting smart. Okay.
So good.
And then last news, Mike's sentencing postponed to June. So
June 20th
is what Stacey said. So yeah, we don't. I guess he's still. It was supposed to be to like yesterday was his sentencing, and then they postponed it.
You know why? I will tell you why. My guess is that you know the court can't be made mockery of, and I think it with him in the news now for and on TV every week. I think it needs to be away from it. It's my guess. It's got to be further away from it because it's going to look shady to the court. It's going to look like, you know, this monkey business going on or they're favoring him. I tell you, when you're a celebrity, it used to be you got the leniency that would help you get out of it. I think now today it's the other way around.
Because they're in the public eye.
They'll put the screws to you now to prove a point, especially with social media being what it is.
Well, you saw what happened today with Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Bill Cosby. Excuse me. Thank you. And listen, like he always said, just like on this show, if you're not careful, you just might learn something or get raped. Let's go to predictions.
It got so dark so quick.
Okay, Stace, start with you.
I'm ready for Jen to enter the house, and I'm ready for her to just, like, go off on Ron. I want to see that happen. I feel like the show is getting better and better, and that would make the show just so much better.
So far, it's escalated. It's only gotten better. Roxanne Stryer?
No way does she go off too much, because we know they end up together, which is why it's like... fine, whatever you say, it doesn't matter at this point. So I'm more excited to watch Drunken Dina.
Mm. Yeah, Drunken Dina.
Drunken Dina. You fall off that platform, girl.
Fall off the platform.
Don't get too hurt. But
do you think that's just going to be a little one moment thing?
Yeah,
it's just a blip
kinda.
To suck us in?
Kind of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I think Jen is going to shed a few tears, and I don't think she's going to blow up. I think it's going to be like, I'm pregnant, I'm emotional. Cry, I forgive you. Which kind of makes me sad, but I think that's what's going to happen.
I'm with Morgan, and I think the Dina thing, I think maybe it'll be a little longer. Like, maybe there'll be a build to it, because we didn't see her at all.
Yeah.
And I think that there'll be baby mama drama for sure, because she's pregnant. But remember, guys, she's really pregnant.
Yes.
So it's almost dangerous. You don't want her to get too worked up or upset.
I'm surprised she can fly.
Right. Yeah. Well, you don't want anything for... showbiz, right? And I congratulate the producers for saying, get on a plane. Listen, you know how scary it is out there? I wasn't kidding about the Me Too thing.
What Me Too thing?
When I joked with the guest about, you know, I mean, think of the, in this new world order, how many holes, if you were an attorney and trying to represent those women, how many holes could you poke?
Yeah.
Guys saying, take your clothes off, right? Oh. Coercing them behind the scenes to take their clothes off.
It's edited out.
Right?
Right.
Getting wasted, which is like the equivalent of drugging you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then you know, even Snooki, it's like you just wonder how much insurance that they have for lawsuits, because Snooki could have really injured the girl with... I mean, you see how thick that glass was. And by the way, I'm not advocating for this, because... I think it was innocent and fun, and we love it, but I'm just, it's interesting, right? Isn't it interesting to note?
Yeah, definitely.
So do you think the producers, like, told Snooki, like, get her drunk?
No.
Or do you think it was, like,
Snooki?
Snooki knows good TV. See, Snooki and Situation, and all them, that first two seasons, they were just raw, and it was, and then when they, but by now they've learned what makes good TV and what doesn't. And I still think with Snooki, she puts in a little thought, but just not too much. You know, she still, I think, just lets it fly. But I don't think, but you're not, nobody, I don't think anyone, very few people tell Snooki what to do.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
All right. You guys, let's wind out of here. We've been here long enough. Stacey, where do I find you?
You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
It's Morgalicious, and you can find me everywhere at Morgan_Roulette.
Kevin K. Wow, Undergaro. It's at Undergaro. You guys, we will be back. Cabs are here. We're out the door. We're going to go hit the club right now ourselves. It's Thursday night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
GT later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.